Public Order Minister Yorgos Floridis is in Washington for one reason, to discuss his country's massive security preparations for the Games. Greek officials say Olympic security operations are expected to cost more than $750 million and involve at least 45,000 personnel. During his two-day visit, Mr. Floridis is meeting with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, as well as the head of the FBI, the U.S. Attorney General, and the director of the CIA. Speaking to reporters through an interpreter on Thursday, Mr. Floridis said security resources have been dramatically increased since the last Olympic Games in Sydney.
We have expended amounts of monies three times as much as the Olympics in Sydney. We have also contributed three times the manpower compared to Sydney. And we are sure these efforts, together with the great cooperation we have from experts on the field of security, we will achieve our goals.
There have been concerns over Greece's ability to protect against terrorist attacks during the Games. But after meeting Thursday with Condoleezza Rice, Mr. Floridis said the National Security Advisor expressed confidence in the security preparations. In addition to the United States, six other nations are advising Greece on security matters for the Games, including Israel, Australia, and Britain. The Olympic host country plans to conduct security exercises next month for a potential chemical, biological, or nuclear attack. A joint security operation with U.S. and Greek troops is planned for early March. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Washington.